7.8. Better, not great. That's my headline on today's September employment report. From APM, this is the Marketplace Midday Update podcast. I'm Jeff Horwich. It is the 5th of October. Happy Friday, everybody. Coming up, two of the most prominent economic and political voices at the moment on what today's jobs numbers mean. And we'll make one last trip to Ohio to talk with the particularly insightful manager of a toy store.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
U.S. employers added 114,000 jobs in September. The unemployment rate fell to 7.8%. That's the same place it was when President Obama took office. On both counts, the numbers surpassed economists' expectations. This close to the election, the spin on these jobs numbers is everything. So this hour, we've got perspectives from two sides of the political spectrum. We're going first to Alan Krueger. He's a Princeton economist and current chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. Welcome.
Thank you.
So these numbers are not bad. We can certainly grant you that. Can you tell me why?
You know, whenever the jobs report comes out, I try to take a step back. The numbers are volatile. It's important to kind of put them in the context of other data coming in. And I think we see a picture of an economy that is healing. We are digging our way out of the worst recession since the Great Depression. Now, over the last 31 months, we've added 5.2 million jobs, if you take account of preliminary upward adjustment. So we see a picture of an economy that is improving, and we need to continue to build on this progress.
What's the status of all these folks we've been hearing have been giving up looking for work? What did they do in September?
Well, in September, we actually saw over 400,000 more people join the labor force. The labor force participation rate ticked up. And in fact, if you look over the last year, the unemployment rate has fallen by 1.2 percentage points. That's the biggest drop in the unemployment rate over a 12-month period since early 1995. And most of that improvement in the unemployment rate has been because more people found jobs.
Now, it's not all good news. We've been tracking a lot of bad news for manufacturing lately in the U.S. And again, here we see manufacturing employment down. What's happening there?
Well, manufacturing has been facing some headwinds over the last few months because of weakness outside the U.S. Our exports are being affected by the issues in Europe and also weakness in growth in Asia. So it's important that we do what we can to strengthen growth in the U.S. economy more generally. That's why the president has proposed extending middle-class tax cuts. That's why he's proposed helping more families refinance their mortgages and take advantage of historically low interest rates. But I think when one steps back and looks at the path of the economy, we're certainly on a much better path than we were on in 2008 when we were losing over 700,000 jobs a month at the end of the year when the president came into office. So I think that the numbers are pretty clear that the economy is continuing to improve. The pace is going to go up and down over months to come, but we need to build on this progress.
Chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors, Alan Krueger, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll keep breaking down the numbers for you from the jobs report at marketplace.org. And let's see how Wall Street's taking the news. And not surprisingly, investors like some okay news on employment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, let's take a look here, is up about 0.4%. The S&P 500 up 0.3%. The NASDAQ at this hour of the morning, a couple hours into trading, sitting relatively flat. So not a jubilant reception, but positive nonetheless. Along with September's employment report, the Labor Department also revised up job gains for August and July. In August in particular, they now say the economy added 50% more jobs than the original estimate. Well, the markets are happy, but there are some sobering details behind the headline job numbers. The unemployment rates for blacks, Hispanics, and young people were unchanged. There were job gains in industries like healthcare and transportation. Manufacturing jobs, though, declined. And the number of Americans working part-time for economic reasons, that rose more than 7%. In stocks news, the online game maker Zynga is facing kind of an ugly stock price this morning. Shares are down, took a look a moment ago, almost 20% in the first hours of trading. That hurts after the company slashed its financial outlook yesterday. People are just not playing those Zynga games like the company had forecast. Meanwhile, Samsung says its profits were up 85% last quarter compared with a year ago. That's thanks largely to strong sales of its Galaxy smartphone. So no big dent at Samsung, at least not yet, from the patent ruling that went against it in Silicon Valley.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
Well, we're wrapping up our week of broadcasts from the swing state of Ohio, and we thought for a little fun on a Friday we'd take you to a toy store. It's called the Big Fun Toy Store. It's in suburban Cleveland. The owner's a guy named Steve Presser, and he still loves to play with his toys.
So you have the Mr. Rogers.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Now that's the Mr. Rogers. Then we go to...
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
So the battling Mr.
Please won't you be my neighbor?
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
The Big Fun Toy Store is filled with toys from different eras, so there are just as many adult customers as there are kids. Steve Presser got a visit from my Morning Report colleague, Jeremy Hobson.
Steve Presser, thanks for having us over to your store.
Jeremy, thank you for having me.
Now, you have a lot of different things that probably people of all ages would recognize.
Absolutely.
Do you have Teddy Ruxpin?
I think we sold it last week.
That was my toy as a kid.
Well, see, you're younger, of course.
I had a robot once called Alfie 2.
Ooh.
Do you know that?
I know that, and it comes in infrequently. So you walk in, and obviously, you know, we're Cleveland. I take great pride in Cleveland. So I've created this whole line of Cleveland iconic images, everything from Cleveland, you got to be tough, to Cleveland.
Cleveland, at least we're not Detroit, is what one T-shirt says up there.
Yeah, and I don't want to take grief for that. I went to school in Ann Arbor, and I've got a lot of friends in Detroit, but it is kind of pretty funny.
So how's the economy right now, as you see it, from this toy store?
It's starting to change. It's starting to get going, a positive trend, which is great, because it really has been a tough last 5 or 6 years. We've survived because we're almost contrarians here, because we're if you need to buy little Johnny a Christmas toy or a Hanukkah toy and you don't have the $100 you normally going to spend, you come to Big Fun and spend $10 or $20. But now people just don't have the money, or in recent years they haven't had the money. I'm just now starting to see a change. And, you know, last month I just ran my numbers for last month, and, you know, we were up 20%.
How does Washington play into all of this stuff?
I think what they have to do, Washington has to do, is, you know, you hear about supporting small businesses, and I laugh because they talk about small businesses being $5 million in annual sales. That's not a small business. That's huge business for someone like me.
What do you do in annual sales?
You know, you're talking about, roughly $500,000, $500,000. Small businesses like myself and my peers, people who call themselves entrepreneurs, I jokingly call myself an entrepreneur because I feel sometimes like I'm in that, but we can't go to the banks and the banks that we've banked with for 20 years and get loans. And so what you have to do is you have to help out businesses like myself who need to get some cash flow.
So who are you going to vote for in this election?
Obama. No brainer.
One of the biggest stories that has made national news coming out of Cleveland over the last couple of years, of course, has been LeBron James, the basketball player, and his decision not to stay here. And for a lot of people looking in from the outside, it was a really sad moment for Cleveland, because it was this real hope for this city that's been through so much. How can you get that back?
Well, have him resign. That was, you know, for many of us and for my friends around the country, it was, you know, knock us down, kick us. It's kind of like the kid growing up that you see in school that has his head down or her head down. You know, you think she's strange or weird. And then when you sit down and you talk to them, you find out that they're a wonderful person. Mm. Cleveland's like that. I think we've done in years past, we get knocked down, we get back up again. We're not complacent anymore. Can't be, because, you know, we get eaten up.
That's Steve Presser. He's the owner of the Big Fun Toy Store in suburban Cleveland. He was talking with my Morning Report colleague, Jeremy Hobson. In other economic news, as we wrap up here, not sure if this will be a pick-me-up or depressing for you if you take a look. It was a little of both for me, I guess. But in another sign of the times, the Wall Street Journal today launched its weekly mansion section. I'm a regular journal reader, so I guess I can look forward to this. Every Friday, an entire 14 to 16 page section devoted to the opulent homes of the fabulously wealthy. Today's debut kicks off with a spread on the four homes of that notorious one percenter, the poet Maya Angelou. Huh. And finally, if you've ever wondered whether all you can eat is really literally true, two men in the UK pushed it to the limit and found out. The Telegraph reports a Mongolian barbecue in Brighton banned two of its very regular customers for life, calling them pigs and accusing them of eating the business into the ground, essentially. Well, that's all for the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for today. I'm Jeff Horwich. Everybody have a good weekend. Coming to you from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.